now welcome into the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. A tough Saturday for you guys, a 27-10 setback to Elon. As you've gone back and looked at that film, kind of give me your analysis of what happened on Saturday.
Well, we came up against a team that played very well. They executed well. They didn't make many mistakes. They got a few penalties. Played hard, played smart, and on the other hand, I don't think we played certainly as well as we need to play, and hopefully not as well as we're capable of playing. We had a couple issues in the punting game, and then had some intercepts, and had some other things go wrong. So again, it was not a good game for us.
First half, you guys, at least statistically, pretty much dominated the first half, time possession, yards, all that type of things. But as you touched on, a couple of special teams errors that they kind of let them get out on top. How big were those plays in your eyes? And as you've gone back, what happened on those?
Well, they're very big plays. I mean, when you give the other team first and goal at the 5, or you give it first at whatever, the 12, 15, whatever it is, to start drives, I mean, you give them that kind of field position, it's tough, you keep doing it. But obviously they were big. They were just some missed assignments that we had in there. Some guys just didn't do what they normally do. And, you try to figure out what happened or why, and it's just kind of hard to figure out why it happened. But hopefully you can learn from it and not repeat it.
We got an immediate question for you in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question comes from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Jimmy, I was just going to ask you what you pretty much just answered is what happened on the block. But you had a block against Hampton. I don't know if it was a similar breakdown then or not. But is that something that's a concern?
What do you think?
Yeah, can't quote myself, but I thought I'd ask.
Yeah, it's not to say it wasn't the same thing. I mean, but you got everybody has to do their job, and when somebody doesn't do their job at the right, wrong time in the wrong place, then you have problems, and that's basically what happened.
Did Windmiller get hurt on that one play?
He got hurt on the one he dropped.
Right,
he had one that hit him and dropped it, and then he tried to advance it, and he got hurt on that a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't seen it today. I haven't seen the report today, so we'll see.
Okay. If I could just follow up on a different subject. Is Steve not seeing things? Or I'm just curious, his interception total, which is obviously something he's avoided in the past.
Yeah, he's. I think he's. I mean, he may be trying to do too much at certain times, and at certain times it could be a combination of him forcing the ball and the receiver's not quite running the route like he expects them to run it. That has happened a few times. But, there's not one thing that you can point to and generalize and say it's because of this or because of that. It's different issues. And it's hurt us. And, Steve's trying hard. He's preparing hard. And, hopefully we'll get past this.
Thanks.
Jimmy, you were able to get Kendall Anderson, probably his most significant action so far this season, and looked pretty good, 9 carries and 46 yards without, kind of give me an idea of how close to 100% he is and how you felt like he ran the ball on Saturday.
Well, I thought he did pretty well. Kendall was, I don't know if he was quite 100% on Saturday. That's kind of hard to put a number on that thing, but he was good enough to play. And we needed him to play, and I thought he played pretty well. I really do, and I look forward to him keep getting better and better.
Defensively, you guys, statistically, 236 yards, did a pretty good job against Elon's defense. It looked like maybe a little bit in the second half when they were on the field more might have worn down. Give me your impression of how your guys played on defense Saturday.
I think that's probably pretty accurate. I think we probably did wear down. I mean, we had a few mistakes, obviously, but, again, we were on the field a lot. And, in some tough field position spots, and I thought by and large we did all right. I think Isaiah Stevens in their defensive tackle played well for us. We were without our starting defensive end, Peyton Grider. He was out of the game didn't play because of a back situation. So we had to move around some people there, and I thought everything considered we played okay until later in the game. And I think later in the game we kind of I don't know whether we were worn down or whether we were just overly trying to make some plays and rather than just doing our job. It could have been a combination of that.
Media question for you in queue, if you get that, Pasha.
We do have a question from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Jimmy, not to use the term must win in the first weekend of October, but do you look at this game as making it is very important to avoid an 0-2 start in the conference?
Well, yeah, obviously you don't want to start off with any losses anywhere along the line, and you want to get winning. But again, this league is tough. I mean, it's a tough league, and you better come to play, and you better play your best each week to give yourself a chance. And again, I think that was very evident last week. We didn't, and if we don't do that up against New Hampshire, we'll have the same result because they're a good team. They're a well-coached team. They're used to winning, and they're used to winning at home. And we've got to regroup and not feel sorry for ourselves and get back to work and be ready for this one.
Thanks.
You talked about New Hampshire a little bit. You and Sean have gone up against each other quite a bit, and as you've mentioned, you guys have both been in the perennial playoff teams and all that. As you start to break down this New Hampshire squad, what are some of the challenges that they're going to present for you?
Well, I think it's just like a lot of their teams. They play very aggressively on defense. They're multiple on defense. They'll pressure. They'll defend. They'll give you different looks there. But they play very hard. That's the one thing we always see when we go against New Hampshire is how hard their players play. I think it goes back even before Sean with when Bill Bowes was there and all that. That was just a trademark of New Hampshire football. And then offensively they give you fits with all the different looks they do, all the formations, all the multiple stuff, all that kind of, goes back a little bit when Chip was there. So, they're gonna stretch you. They're gonna give you a lot of things to worry about on defense. And plus, it's they've got a great tradition of winning. So we've had some big games against them. And I know our players will focus in this week and get ready.
All right, Jimmy, thanks as always for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay.